This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. This program is sponsored by New Zealand Bridge, sponsors of Grassroots Bridge across the nation.
Welcome to the Bridge Zone. You're at the table with Barry and Mariana. I am down in the winterless Christchurch. It's bitter cold here, Barry.
I don't think I've ever heard it referred to as winterless. This is the first time.
Travelling home from Dunedin today, we were actually planning to leave at 10, but when we arrived, we thought, hey, let's go early, and we're going to stop off on the bridge clubs all the way home from Dunedin to Christchurch, take a picture of them. Sort of like what Ross, the gin man, does.
Oh, how many did you get?
We got...
Timaru, Omaru.
Yes.
Ashburton.
Yes.
That's three.
Tonight we went to House of Cards, so we got another one. We've talked to Tina McVeigh there, and anyway, we go in, they say, hello, Mariana from Hamilton, rah, 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 and we're playing. We played against everybody, so there was only three tables. If they don't have three tables, the session is cancelled and everybody goes home. So there's a whole lot of coughs and sniffs, so people didn't come tonight. We played against this pair. And then we moved again, and then we were talking. They said, what are you doing here in Christchurch? And I says, oh, I've come down to run the youth weekend at Christchurch Club. And they go, oh. And then this lady that's sitting at the other table, Barry, goes, are you Mariana from the radio? And I said, yes. She said, I've been listening to you for years. And I was like, hello. So this is a very special hello to Sonia Bell, who I met at Cranmer Bridge Club.
Hi, Sonia. Just for the record, Sonia, one of my horses is called Sonia. I just thought I'd tell you that.
What? Is that its stable name? Because I thought
That's its stable name.
Oh, okay.
Its registered name is Overtrick.
That's right. Okay.
And named after Sonia? Another bridge playing Sonia.
No, that's Sonia Crawford.
Yeah, that's Sonia Crawford.
Is she 100 this year or next year?
I think it's next year. Yeah. In fact, I'm sure it's next year. Yeah, it's not far away. Now, you still haven't answered my question.
What's that?
How many bridge clubs did you get to on the way back from Dunedin to Christchurch?
So we did Oamaru, Timaru, and Ashburton.
So you got three?
We got three.
And what happened to Geraldine? You told me you went to Geraldine.
No, Kelly told me that, so I'm passing the buck to Kelly.
Oh, it'll be Kelly's fault. It's what good partners are for, to blame.
Yeah. Anyway, when we were travelling down from Christchurch to Dunedin, the girls, there were four of us travelling down in this car, the girls were telling me all of this information about the area that we were driving through. So I thought, I know what, why don't I make a list and then we'll see how good Barry's general knowledge is. And I know it's got nothing to do with bridge, but we're going to put him in the hot seat. This is your warm-up for Congress. When we're doing the general business. All right, you ready?
I've got a question for you first.
What's that?
Who else was in the car?
There was Jane Morris and Catherine Tennant.
I know Jane Morris very well. Jane Morris used to live in the North Island.
Really? She did say that. Yep. Yeah. Okay, yep. You ready? So remember, we're traveling down from Christchurch to Dunedin. Where was the first frozen shipment of meat from, and where did it go to?
Littleton?
No. That's one. Oh, did I tell you that for every answer you get wrong, you give me $100?
No, you didn't mention that.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just add it to your tab. So that's no. So the first shipment of meat was from a place called Totara. I don't know how they're all Totara. And it was on the 18th of February in 1882 to London.
How would I know that? That was 80 years before I was born.
You call yourself a farmer. You should know these things. 4,700 carcasses, and they were mutton and lamb, and only one carcass boiled. This one is here. You've got your Farmer Jones hat on. What is Chewing's fescue?
What is Chewing fescue?
Yeah, Chewing's fescue.
Sounds like eating grass.
It is a grass. Oh, look, he's got one. So I'll give you $100 back.
$100 back.
Yep. So you were minus 100 in the hole and now you're back to zero. Right. Kurow, Kurow, is famous for who?
Are they in the horse industry?
No. Well, they might be, but no, not
They're
famous
not
for them.
famous for that. They had a race course there. I don't think it's still there, but there used to be a Kurrow Jockey Club.
Well, that's not going to earn you like $50 discount.
I'm doing my best. It could have been famous for the Kurrow Jockey Club.
Okay, so that's down. So we're back to minus 100.
There you go. What's the answer?
Richie McCaw.
Richie McCaw. Yeah, well, he's never going to make a jockey, is he?
Okay, here we go. What street sign in New Zealand is the most stolen sign?
A street sign.
The
I guess
most
it'll be.
stolen road sign.
I'm going to say Main Street.
No, Shag Point. So you're down to
Oh
minus $200 now.
my God! Shag Point. Who ever heard of such a street? Where is that?
It's after
It's rigged.
Oamaru. It's after the Moeki Boulders.
If Donald Trump was doing this quiz, he'd say it's been rigged.
Now, so obviously we're heading closer to Dunedin. Do you know what the Kilmog is?
Kilmog.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like somewhere that somewhere you go to get have your cat put down.
No, it's a stretch of road coming
It's a
into
good guess.
Dunedin, atop of a hilly range. It's actually used to be where the Māoris, the Kirimākos, were. They just abbreviated it down to Kilmog, so it's an area. Now we're minus 300. What is Waikawa-iti famous for? They call it Waka-wai.
It's got a race course, and people go there every year in the wintertime because it has really good conditions for horses.
Well, that's not the
Yeah,
answer
it's
I
famous
have.
for it.
Okay, well, maybe I won't give you a pen. It's famous for Beanie's Pies.
I
They're the
reckon.
amazing pie shop that people drive to.
I always thought
Sort
that was in Fairlie. When I went down south earlier in the year, those pies that I had a pork belly pie from Fairlie, and it was awesome, I can tell you.
Okay. We actually agreed that we wouldn't have breakfast when we left Dunedin. And that we would agree that we'd go to Wakawai, we'd go to Beano's Pies, and we'll each get a pie for breakfast.
So, what did
So,
you all get?
this is what the question is. There were four pies that were brought: steak and mushroom, steak, bacon and cheese, steak, cheese and jalapeno, and chicken satay. Which pie do you think I brought?
Wouldn't have been the jalapeno one because you're too much of a wimp.
Okay, so which one? Remember, you got
It wouldn't
100
be the
bucks
chicken
riding
one.
on this.
I wouldn't be the chicken one, I reckon, because you'd want one with real meat in it.
Yeah.
If I know you. So what am I down to now? There's two left. There's the
Steak and
cheese.
mushroom, steak, bacon, and cheese.
Oh, would you go for the mushrooms? I think you probably went for the steak, bacon, and cheese.
Eh, wrong. 400 in the
Damn.
hole.
Oh, I must get something. I got down to the last two.
No, you ruled mine out on the very first
Oh,
pick.
what did
I
you
had the
have? That?
steak, cheese, and the jalapenos.
I don't believe that you'd have the guts.
I did.
Kelly, can you confirm? Did she really have that bloody jalapeno thing?
I did. Kelly had the steak, bacon, and cheese. Jane had the steak and mushroom. Catherine had the chicken satay. Now, for a bonus
Okay.
question on Waka-wai, have a stab at what the population is.
2,468.
No, minus $500 now.
How much was it?
1310.
Oh,
Now,
it's pretty close.
I'm going to give this question to you. I think you'll know this. The longest bridge in New Zealand, bridge number 3988, is over what river?
Oh, I reckon it's in between Christchurch and Dunedin. It won't be the Avon because you would have had that at the beginning, so it
Yep.
won't be that. I don't know. Is there a Waika? Is it a Waikawaiti? Have they got
No,
a bridge there?
it's over the Rakaia River.
Ah, they have got some very wide rivers down there. I do know that. We're gonna have some very long bridges.
Yeah,
The
1.8
Rakaia.
Ks. Yeah, is how long this bridge is.
Were you driving?
No, Kelly was driving, but there was one funny thing. There was this little town called Dunsandel.
Oh, yes.
And Catherine said, "Do you know that there's a song about Dunsandel?" And I was like, "No." And they said, oh, the song is called The Dog Dosing Strip of Dun Sandal.
I love it. This is a great song. You need to get this song and play it on the Bridge Zone. Quite like that. The
Have
dog
you heard
dosing
it?
strip of Dunsand. No, I
Well,
haven't, but I just love the title.
so it was penned by a guy in Dunedin by Ash Space Burton and the Nightcaps. It's his pseudonym. He's a guy that wrote article in the paper. E whai ake nei. Coming up next, it's time for the Gin Club. That's juniors, intermediates, and novices, and our man on the spot, Mr. Gin himself, it's Ross Longney.
Mr. Gin, I can see the shape you're in. Finger on your eyebrow and left hand.
Good morning, Ross. It must be time for a gin.
Nearly time, but not quite. Good morning, Mariana. Hi, Barry. How you doing?
Good morning. We're good. I guess the temperature in the winterless north is better than it is down here.
Well, it's only about 13 degrees, so I wouldn't call that very warm, really. Well,
Mariana's on 3 degrees, so I think 13 sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Now, Ross, Barry insulted me.
How did he do that, Mariana?
He called me a wuss.
Well, because you felt the cold.
No. So I'll ask you this question, and you can try and decide. Barry failed this question. So there were four of us in the car, Kelly Barber, myself, Catherine Tennant, and Jane Morris. We stopped at Waikawat to get a pie. Now, four pies were brought, and these are what the choices were. Steak and mushroom, steak, bacon and cheese, steak, cheese, jalapeno, and chicken satay. Which pie do you think I ate?
Chicken satay.
No, I didn't. Barry called me a wuss. He said, there's no way, you're such a wuss, you wouldn't have steak, cheese, and jalapeno. And he was wrong. That was my pie. So you got it wrong too. Oh, by the way, that cost you $100.
Okay, fine. We'll contribute to the youth weekend, all right? Donation.
Okay, so what have you got for us today?
Well, a few tournaments around the place. One of them down your way anyway. Ashburton Intermediate. 15 tables alongside six in the junior section, and that was won by Sally Croy and Gordon McCormick, both from Christchurch. Now, Sally was scheduled on the day to play with her sister, Jan Hawkins, from New Plymouth, but Jan was crocked, so Gordy stepped in and played with her, and bingo, they were winners.
Wow.
Apparently, they've been playing together for a few years, but they met on the bridge table, and they are, inverted commas, more than just bridge partners. So we need to do a little survey of how many couples there are that have met over the bridge table and post that on our Facebook page sometime. So that was a nice story.
Yeah.
Gordy stepped into the rescue of his lovely Sally, and they had a great result down there in Ashburton. The Hutt Intermediate, here's one for you. Jeffrey Cronin and Alicia Hawkins won that, ahead of Stephanie Grummet and Simon Webber. All of those are from the Hutt, and three of those are on the local master ranking list. The cream rose to the top there in the Hutt Intermediate for sure.
Jeffrey's a pretty fine player, right?
Yeah, very steady. I noticed that when we played him. He's very good. In Auckland, the Tudor Biggs Intermediate was held. Not a great turn-up of players, and even one pair failed to turn up on the morning. That was won by Zin Waleed and Sam McNay from the North Shore. Sam, you'll remember, is being coached by Chris from the North Shore and is doing very well, and he and Zin are a great partnership. Ahead of our old favourites, Kerry McRae and Bill Leach, although they're both provincial masters, are still eligible to play an intermediate, and damn, they are still good. Now, that was the third round of what we are now calling the Alex Baker, Barfoot and Thompson Gin Club Circuit. Okay,
oh,
it's a
right,
bit of a
yes.
mouthful. We have Alex Baker, the local Barfoot and Thompson agent, is sponsoring the tournament. So there is quite a significant prize pool of money to be had by the top players at the end of that circuit, the end of both the intermediate circuit and the junior
nice.
Circuit. Tauranga Intermediate. Now, let's see, this is even bigger. That's 16 intermediate tables, 12 junior tables, and 4.5 novice tables. That's a full house.
Great
lucky
work.
They've got plenty of room at Tauranga.
Yeah. It's a nice big club and very well kitted out. Winners there were Michelle Little from Cambridge and Desley Howell from Morrinsville.
Nice. Gentlemen,
here's your plus 60% theory, Mariana. They had a 67 and a 65.
Nice. Michelle will be happy with that. Very happy.
Hard to catch.
Yeah, that'd be a result in your dreams, wouldn't it? Ross Peterson from Omokarai and Janet Simpson from Tauranga were just behind them. They averaged over 64% as well. How would you be?
Interesting. If you average 64 and all wound up second,
you'd be pretty gutted, I would say.
Yes.
Now, Michelle is leading the Waikato Bays Intermediate Championship League, just ahead of Graham Saunders from Waikato. I'll flick to the junior tournament now. Junior tournament was won by Joe Craig from Mount Maunganui and Mark Woodall from Tauranga. And leading the Waikato Bays Junior Championship League is Annie Sue from Hamilton, ahead of Annette Downey, who's also from Hamilton, I believe.
Yes.
Now, the novice one down there was won by Bruce Glover and Alistair Pratt, both from Tauranga.
Nice.
That was a good result for them.
Where did you play on the weekend, Ross?
Just above 50%. Nothing to write home about, but it was good.
In Auckland, though.
But I had a fantastic weekend. The Warriors are top of the table again. Went to the game. Wasn't a very good game, and it was damn cold, but it was a great result. And to win by 14 would just sneak them into first place on points differential was wonderful, wonderful effort.
Do you sing the song too, Ross?
Yeah, everybody sings the song.
I looked up the words to it, and I thought the lyrics were pretty cool, and so I was waiting for them to play that.
We are the Warriors, 100%.
Doesn't it?
Kaikoura had a junior tournament. They had 10 tables, and that was won by Jan Service and Isabel Green, both from Kaikoura. Again, 64 and a 61. Great result. The best novice pair down there were April Anstis and Sandra Lawrence. They came fifth overall, and they've both been playing for less than a year, and they're renowned for analysing, taking all the bidding sheets away, analysing, going through it all. And they've also joined No Fear Bridge, which is an alcohol-based one in the UK, and they spend a lot of time practising and training, and there's a result. Put the effort in, you get a good result when you turn up at your very first or second tournament.
That's pretty cool.
Last week, I had written down the names of the two lovely sisters from the South Island that went to Paihia, and I could not find it in my notes when I was speaking with you. It was Deborah Alias and Jane Gunn-Lewis, and I certainly hope that their northern holiday ended up better than Thelma and Louise's road trip did. I'm having to go back all the time because people listen to the show and they say, oh, you forgot to say that or you didn't mention that. A belated acknowledgement to Alex Meyer.
We talked
about
Shadows
the team over in Australia, but we didn't really emphasize the fact that in that youth team, Alex Meyer is still an intermediate player, and that's a pretty creditable position for her to be in, and her still being an intermediate. So she gave me a little reminder on Thursday night, and I said, oh, Alex, you're wearing a new ring. And I said, who bought that for you? And she said, I bought it for myself. I was starting to develop a rumor there, but the rumor had no substance. She bought the ring for herself, but it was a very nice ring that she brought back from China.
Oh, how cool. What a memento.
Yeah, very nice memento. So next weekend, a slightly lighter program for the Ginnies. Intermediate tournament at Papakura. That's the fourth leg of the Alex Baker, Barfoot and Thompson Gin Club circuit. Intermediate tournament at Picton and at Whangarei, who also have a junior up at Whangarei. And there's the Wellington Sixes, obviously, that has junior and intermediate sections. Any other Ginnies that are looking for tournaments? Waimate All Grades, Thames Restricted, and Levin Multigrade Swiss might be some that they could consider if they're in the area. And when you look at those, I only see the one tournament in South Island, which is Waimate. top of the South Island is really strong. Like in that Kaikoura tournament, the junior tournament, they had players coming from as far as Rangiora, Richmond, Rangiora in the south, and Richmond and Motueka in the north. They're a very keen bunch of players in that area. Every tournament is well booked.
Where are you playing this weekend, Ross?
Papakura on Saturday, Thames on Sunday.
He wanted me to talk about this, Mariana. 149 B points for the year for the Gin Man so far. 60 to go.
60.
For the record.
Okay.
I wish you wouldn't keep harping on about that because it's totally inconceivable that I could do that. All right?
You never know. You're going to score more.
And that's all I've got for you this weekend.
Catch up with us next week. The Gin Man leads you out with the Gin Club motto.
Observa omne, neminem time. Respect all, fear none. Have a good week. Light it and
send it out. Send it out now. Coming up next is Barry's tip. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up,
know when to walk away, know when to run. For those of you who are already doing this, you're going to think this is a really dumb tip, but you might think that quite often anyway, so what the hell? I'm going ahead. And my tip is when you're a declarer and you've got honours in one hand and you've only got small cards in the other, always organise to get to the hand with no honours and lead towards the one with honours. So if you've got four hearts to the queen, jack and dummy and three small ones in your hand, not including the 10, because the 10 would be a really important card, you must arrange to lead up towards the queen, jack, four and dummy, play small to the jack and almost certainly going to lose to the king or the ace. So then next time you're in, you have to arrange to carry on. You have to lead up towards the honours again. All you need is for the ace or the king to be on your left. And if at any point you lead the queen from dummy, or a small one even worse, but if you lead the queen, all they'll do is that hand on the right will just duck and it'll go around to their partner. They'll win it with their ace or king. And then when later on you lead towards the jack will lose as well and you'll get nothing. You won't get a single trick out of this suit.
Yeah.
So this seems like quite a simple one, and yet I saw somebody do this the other day. They had ace-jack to four in the dummy, and they led small towards the ace-jack, and the person on their left put the queen in.
Yeah.
So they won it with the ace, which is a good thing to do. Now, I reckon most people would figure out, why would they put the queen in? It seems likely that they've got the king, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And if they haven't got the king, well, there's not much you can do about it because the jack's never going to win. So you should come back to your hand and you play small towards the jack. And if they don't put the king in, you put the jack up and hope it wins. The person who was playing this hand took the queen with the ace and then played the jack. And of course, they lost to the king and they never got any more tricks. So you've got to lead small towards the honours. Don't lead an honour or a small card from the hand that hasn't got anything in it.
Yeah.
There you go. That's my tip for the week.
Whoop, whoop. Very good. I'm sure people could get that.
But they don't. They should, but they don't.
I wonder how many people actually ask themselves in that situation, how many hearts do I need to win here? How many heart winners do I actually need? And if the answer is two, well, you don't go up with the ace and play the jack. That's right.
Really, the chances are, if you lead up towards the queen, jack to four and dummy twice, you've got a 50% chance that the ace will be on your left, in which case you'll win. And you've got a 50% chance the king will be on your left. So that's sort of 75% odds that at least one of them will be onside. And if they're both offside, well, it wasn't your day. On a good day, you'll find the ace and the king on your left, and you'll score two tricks, but only if you lead up towards the honours. So what do you do, Mariana?
You play small up to the honours.
Well done. I can see why you scored 70% tonight. Well, here he comes again. Fast thing. Who's that with? Ethel. Is that you, Ethel? Where do you think you're going? On this Saturday. You
can't even give us a tea. Yes, listeners, Barry is correct. I played at the Cramner Bridge Club last night, which actually rents rooms at the House of Cards Bridge Club. So House of Cards Bridge Club was created with Tina McVeigh and Graham Tufnell. It's been going since 2009. Lovely little place. I was surprised, actually. It's very little.
Is that right? Quite small.
Mm. It may appear small, but it's very well set out. It's got its own kitchen and it's got a nice island coming off the kitchen. So there's plenty of space for storage. And yeah, I reckon you could probably fit close to 30 tables in there if they used every inch of available space. Pleasant little club. And of course, the House of Cards is not affiliated. They use the really nice iPad like Auckland does. Yeah, it's quite cool. I could see how it could be thriving.
I know, but I wonder how they came to be. I wonder who Cramner was.
I don't know.
Does it say anything about how the Cramner Bridge Club came to be?
No. These two people walked in and both of them had birthdays. And I'll show you what they brought. They brought two containers of cupcakes so everyone could celebrate their birthdays. So I picked a great night to go.
You did? Look at that. That's very impressive.
It is.
Are you bringing one back for me?
No, we only took two. One for me and one for Kelly.
It was my birthday last week.
Oh, well, I will. I'll bring it to you. I'll save it.
Don't have to.
You won't want to eat it by the time you get it.
Well, you've heard that Beatles song, haven't you?
What?
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Oh, funny.
Well, are you going to feed me or aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm going to eat it. In fact, I might actually take a video of me eating it and send it to you.
That would be very good of you. I'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Now, I know we haven't spoken about much bridge this time, folks, but bear with me. A lot of us do carpool going to tournaments. So what I'd like, if you've got some funny stuff happening while you're travelling to and from a tournament, let us know. bridgezoneshuffle@gmail.com. Even if you can come up with your own general knowledge quiz of five questions that we can put to Barry, we could do that too. So don't forget, bridgezoneshuffle@gmail.com. And seeing us out this week is the dog dosing strip at Dunsandals. So if you're playing bridge this weekend, good luck, and we'll see you at the tables.
Bye for now.
Buy the dog dosing strip at Dunsandals. I fell in love with you. My dog was a bit hard to handle, and yours was a bit that way too. I brought in me terrier to get him fixed up, and the more was the merrier when you brought your pup. By the dog dosing strip at Dunsandle, I fell in love with you. By the dog dosing strip at Dunsandle, I fell in love with you. By the same little strip at Dunsandle, the dogs were so romantic too. I knew at a glance it was canine romance when my terrier's breath came in very short pants. By the dog dosing.
New Zealand Bridge, sponsoring bridge from beginner to international, nationwide. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.